In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In the Novus Ordo, today, the Sunday within the octave of Christmas, is celebrated as the Feast of the Holy Family. But in the traditional Latin Mass, the Feast of the Holy Family is held on the Sunday after Epiphany, which, of course, is celebrated on the traditional date of January 6th. And the Sunday within the octave of the Nativity has its own proper celebration. The readings for today are very beautiful and invite us to reflect on the meaning of the incarnation of our Lord in the history of salvation. In his epistle to the Galatians, St. Paul tells us that in the fullness of time, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, that he might redeem those under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. In Paul's understanding, those born under the Jewish law were like children who were too young to receive their inheritance, but were being raised by tutors and guardians. With the birth of our Lord, the human race was redeemed from bondage to sin and death, and thus entered into a new relationship with God. In that new relationship, in theological language, the new covenant, we were like children who have come of age and are now able to enjoy the freedom and the blessings of their inheritance. And therefore, as St. Paul puts it, because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. And thus we are able to pray to the Almighty and Omnipotent God in the simple and familiar words our Lord taught us, Our Father who art in heaven. These intertwined themes of obedience to the law, the new covenant, and spiritual filiation are also prominent in today's gospel reading, which is a continuation of that for the Feast of the Purification. 40 days after the birth of Jesus, Joseph and Mary took him to the temple in Jerusalem, where Mary was purified from the discharge of blood involved in childbirth, according to the law in Leviticus. And Jesus was consecrated to the Lord by the offering of a pair of turtle doves. These cultic acts show not only the Holy Family's outward obedience and respect for Jewish ritual law, but more importantly, they show their interior devotion and love of the Lord. It is here in the temple that the upright and holy man Simeon and the 84-year-old prophetess Anna give their witness of the child and his future. Simeon had been promised by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death until he had set eyes on the Christ. And prompted by the same Spirit, the old man took the infant Jesus in his arms and sang the lovely hymn, Now, Lord, you let your servant go in peace according to your promise, for my eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of the nations, a light of revelation for the Gentiles and the glory of your people, Israel. Simeon also blessed Mary and told her that her son would be the ruin and the resurrection of many in Israel and a sign of contradiction. This is a high destiny, but also a difficult one. Difficult too was his prophecy to Mary, and thy own soul a sword shall pierce, that out of many hearts thoughts may be revealed. Our Lord and Our Lady were both going to suffer for the salvation of the world. But from that suffering would come the truth of God's love and his victory over sin and death. That suffering, that truth, and that victory were difficult for many people to accept in the time of Jesus. And they are still difficult for many to accept today. We have only to look around to see the persecution of Christians in many areas of the world today, and even in many formerly Christian countries, the widespread disrespect and even hatred for the church. And yet the new covenant does not only bring suffering, but also joy and hope. Joy in the birth of a child, the Son of God Most High, who would fulfill the promise of redemption for Israel, and hope of peace and reconciliation for all the peoples of the earth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.